October 25th, 1852, Rochester, New York. Letter to Dear Friends. Problem of self-appointed, poorly qualified preachers. Need for following biblical principles in dealing with church discipline. Dear Friends, the Lord gave me a vision while in Dorchester, Massachusetts, concerning things in Boston, Massachusetts, and vicinity. I saw concerning the commencement of the distraction in Boston and vicinity that if God's order had been observed by the church and each had understood his place and kept in it, the trouble would not have occurred, and the church would now be in a healthy state. But some have run before they have been sent, and confusion has followed. I saw the conference at Fairhaven, Massachusetts, last March, that it was an important one and in an important time. Souls were getting waked up to the truth, their expectations were raised and were not realized, and it was worse than if they had had no meeting, for they were farther from the truth when the meeting closed than when it began. I saw that Brother Chamberlain, Ezra Chamberlain, was not in the way of his duty when he went to Fairhaven, Portland, Maine, Topsom, Maine, Paris, Maine, etc. I saw that he encouraged others to attend the meeting at Fairhaven, whose duty it was to remain at home, and if these individuals had not gone, God would have sent sufficient laborers that were humble, and that he would have worked through them, the cause would have progressed, and souls would have embraced the truth. But the cause was wounded by the reason of some moving out of their place and taking a work on them that God had never laid on them. I saw that individuals, when they returned from Fairhaven, did not return right, and Brother Chamberlain encouraged the church meeting that was held in Boston, encouraged Brother Chase to bring his troubles before the church, when neither Brother Chamberlain or the church had anything to do with it, until the Bible rule had been strictly followed by Brother Chase, and instead of bringing out Sister Temple's, Elizabeth Temple, faults before the church, it ought to have been brought to her, and have given her a chance to have answered for herself and to have cleared herself if she could. I saw that Brother and Sister Chase did very wrong in listening to the reports of that wicked girl of Sister Gorham's, that God hated her cruel disobedience to her mother and her rebellion to him. I saw that it was the work of Satan to bring trouble into the camp by wicked children, and their stories never should be listened to and encouraged and confidence put in them. When they talk against a child of God, they must be silenced at once, and their testimony should never be received or preferred before the testimony of one who has professed the truth of God and has been united with the body. I saw that when Brother Chase brought these things out in meeting, he did not profess the meek spirit of Jesus, but was agitated by a wrong spirit. I saw that it was the same with Sister Chase. I saw that Brother Chamberlain possessed a flattering spirit, and by flattering Brother and Sister Chase, he has injured them much, and he has also injured others in the same way, by praising them up and making a great deal of them. I saw that God's messengers did not go with smooth words, but they always bear a plain testimony, even if they are as meek as the beloved disciple. Yet they should deal plainly and not flatter even their best friends. I saw if Brother Chamberlain had denied himself in times past when he has been out, and had encouraged his wife, and helped her to meetings nearby where she could have got strength, it would have been much more pleasing to God. But he thought too much of his own self-gratification. I saw that Brother Chamberlain has been sinking, and the Spirit of God would be entirely taken from him unless he moves more to the glory of God and less to please himself. I saw that he had too good an opinion of himself, was not as humble before God as he ought to be, when he has made so many crooked moves. I saw that it had weighed too much with him what others said. Brother Day, John C. Day, has not had the right judgment and has encouraged Brother Chamberlain and others to travel, and, if they should go, it would only be a curse to the cause and would ruin their own souls. I saw that if Brother Chamberlain had more of an eye single to the glory of God and cared less for the good opinion of his brethren, he would not make so many crooked moves. I saw in the case of trial in Boston, he should not have made up his mind so readily, not gone to the unexperienced to consult with them, but he should have gone to those who had taken a straightforward course. He should have consulted Brother Nichols, Otis Nichols, before giving his opinion that the trouble must be settled, and that there must be a church meeting to settle it. There has been too much moving at random without the counsel and strength of God. I saw that Brother Day had too much confidence in himself, and did not lean upon the strong arm of God enough. I saw that he has been mistaken, and thought that God had a greater work for him to do than he had ever laid upon him, and that there was more importance attached to his labors than there really was. I saw that he had used too much means and traveled too extensively. I saw that Brother Day went to Connecticut when God did not send him, and he did not have right judgment, for two dead bodies that had nearly corrupted the whole church before they were separated from it, he had tried to unite again with the living. I saw that God was not in the move at all, and that Khan was in an awful dark place on account of the crooked moves and errors of some there. I saw that Brother and Sister Chase had looked on Sister Temple as an ungodly woman, and had not given up that idea or those wrong feelings yet. They had accused her falsely and had used deception in her case. I saw that Brother and Sister Chase had a proud heart that had not yet been fully subdued by grace. I saw Brother Lothrop, Howard Lothrop, that he also had traveled too extensively and was too self-sufficient. I saw that souls who wanted the truth would come into meeting to hear, and repeatedly Brother Lothrop would get up and talk until he would talk the spirit all away from the meeting. These souls would leave disgusted with the truth, when, if the right course had been taken and Brother Lothrop had not moved in his own strength, the unbelievers would have been convinced that power and strength were with Israel, and they would have decided to have gone with the humble few. I saw that Brother Lothrop would have to be more humble before God, where he can receive the admonitions of his brethren, and would have to give up his impressions and feelings. He has been led by them altogether too much. And he